I came, I saw, I conquered. You know, you're listening to Dao English podcast. This is basic English course, class number 15, and today we're going to cover the past simple in English. So, I came, I saw, I conquered. Llegué, vi, vencí. You know, this is one of the most famous lines by Julius Caesar, Julio César. And today, I'm going to speak to you about the past, you know? The past in English. El pasado en inglés. So, this is Curso Inglés Básico, Basic English Course. Welcome to a new class. This is class number 15. This is a very important step in your learning. Es un paso super importante because today you will be able to speak. Today you can speak about the past. Not only about the present, but also about the past. About what you did yesterday, lo que hiciste ayer, what you did last weekend, what you did in 1995, 1995, etc. So it's a very important class for your level. So I'm going to teach you how to form the past simple, how to use it, and how to pronounce it. Because pronunciation is key, it's crucial, it's essential, you know, very important. So let's do it. Okay, the first thing that you need to know about the past simple, basically, guys, you need to know that we form the past simple adding ed to the infinitive, to the root of the verb. Añadimos ed a la raíz del verbo. We add ed, okay, the ending, la terminación ed. It's very simple, you know, that's how you do it. It's super, super easy. The only problem is that we do this only with a group of verbs. Only with a specific group of verbs. And that group is the regular verbs. Solo se hace con los regulares, los verbos regulares. So regular verbs are normal verbs. And 80% of the verbs, you know? Almost all of them, you know? Casi todos. So there is a separate group, which is called irregular verbs. And that's something... Those are verbs which have a particular form for the past simple. Those verbs don't have... the ed. Esos verbos no añaden la terminación ed. So they have a specific form that you need to memorize. Hay que memorizarlos. But you don't have to worry because in next class I'm going to teach you how to form, you know, how to memorize, how to learn, and how to pronounce the irregular verbs. So you won't have any problem at all. No vas a tener ningún problema. So today we focus on the regular verbs. Okay? So as I said, you add ed, the letters e and d, to the root of the verb, a la raíz, and you don't use the infinitive, you know, the two, you don't say to play, you say played, only the root of the verb and the ed, and la terminación. Just to give you some examples, algunos ejemplos, for example, we have park, aparcar, the past simple would be park and the ed, you pronounce parked. I parked the car. Aparqué el coche. Or for example, cross. Cruzar. I crossed the street. Crucé la calle. I crossed with the ed, the street. And an example of an irregular verb is eat. Comer es irregular. So you say, I ate food yesterday. Comí comida. Es un poco redundante, pero I ate chocolate yesterday, you know? Yesterday, I ate chocolate. Comí chocolate. So it has got a particular form. Eat, comer, is irregular. So you can't say eat it. No se le añade la ed. It has a different form. So you will have to learn the irregular verbs. Okay, so that's a basic, right? Before I tell you how to form the past simple, you need to know the pronunciation of the ending ed, la pronunciación de la terminación ed. You know, I wrote an article for the phonetic course, el curso de fonética, so you can you have all the information that you need in that article, okay? And I suggest that you read the article. Te sugiero que lo leas. Well, I don't suggest. I force you. I command you to do it. Okay, te ordeno que lo hagas because it's a very important article, and the pronunciation of the ed is super important because, you know, that's a difference between yo como, yo comí, or yo cruzo, yo crucé. So it's very important when you speak, you know, to make the difference. And basically, today I'm going to tell you just the basics. Te lo voy a contar por encima. But you have the article, okay? En el artículo lo tienes en profundidad. When a verb finishes, you know, when a verb finishes in a voiceless sound, okay? Cuando un verbo termina en sonido sordo, like s, sh, p, k, you know, all those sounds, sh, s, you know, they are voiceless, they don't have vibration, no tienen vibración, las cuerdas vocales, they are voiceless. The ed, we pronounce it t, o sea, se pronuncia como una t. So we have park, si te fijas acaba en k, park, k, k, park. So the past simple, el pasado, se pronunciaría parked, k, t, ok, le añadimos la t. I know this sounds really, really, really strange at first, you know. It's very, very orthopedic. It's very, oh, I don't want to do it, you know. It's I feel stupid. Quizá te sientas un poco estúpido. And it's normal, you know. It's very normal. The first sign is difficult, but then progressively you improve and you learn. So park, parked. Okay, se pronuncia una T. Or for example, cross. Termina en S, que es sorda, voiceless. Cross, the past simple would be crossed, crossed, okay? That's the first group. The second group, when a verb finishes in a voiced sound, okay? In a voice sound, a sound with vibration, cuando el verbo termina en un sonido con vibración en las cuerdas vocales, in the vocal cords, like for example, play, you know, the vocals, the vowels, o todas las vocales, you know, y a, la m, la n, l. When a verb finishes in one of these sounds, the ed, la terminación del pasado, is pronounced d. Se pronuncia como una d. D. So you say, for example, the infinitive in the present, you say, I play. Yo juego. I play. I play. And the past simple, con la ed, you would pronounce, I played. Played. Okay, le añadimos la d, played. So that's the pronunciation of the second group. And the third group, it's super easy. When a verb finishes in T or D, cuando termina en T o en D, we pronounce it. La ed se pronuncia it. And this is the famous, for example, start, started. Sería muy ortopédico tener que decir start. Okay? So what you do is you pronounce it, started. Or for example, need, necesitar, needed. Yesterday, I needed you. I needed you. Te necesitaba. I needed you. Or yesterday, I started to study English. Yesterday I started, okay? So that's the basics, but you don't have to worry because I wrote an article about it. Tienes todo un artículo explicándolo, okay? So what I suggest is that you go to the article, you read it, and you pronounce and practice aloud, you know, en voz alta. You pronounce the examples and you practice, practice and practice. And after 30 minutes, you will master it, okay? En 30 minutos lo tienes controlado. And this is a very good investment for your future, okay? Es la mejor inversión en tu inglés. You need to know the correct pronunciation, okay? Okay, now, so after that, now I'm going to explain the grammar, you know, like the past simple, how to form, how to create the past simple, and this is super easy. The affirmative first, we've got the affirmative, okay, la affirmativa. So what we do is we use the subject, I, you, she, he, etc., and then the verb with the ed ending, okay, con la terminación ed. So I played in the park, I crossed the street, I cooked a meal, cociné una comida, I cooked a chicken, you know, or I ran a marathon, corrí una maratón, or she ran a marathon, or she passed the exam, aprobó el examen, she passed the exam. So we use the subject, the verb, the infinitive of the verb, and then the ending ed, con la terminación ed. That's the affirmative. Then we have the negative, and for the negative, be careful, because the past simple has a different auxiliary. Tiene un auxiliar distinto. So if you remember, in the present simple, we had don't and do. For example, do you like tennis? The auxiliary was do. And for the negative, you said, se decía, I don't like tennis. I don't like tennis. Okay? So we use do and don't. And for the third person, para la tercera persona, we used does. Okay? Does she like football? She doesn't like football. So that's the present simple. So now for the past simple, the good news for you, la buena noticia, is that there is only one auxiliary. Only one auxiliary. And it's did. D-I-D. D-I-D. Did. So you say, well, that's the affirmative version, okay? And the negative is D-I-D-N-T. D-I-D. D, N, apostrophe, T. So for the negative, we say didn't, didn't. Es igual que el don't, pero para el pasado, didn't. So for example, you say, I don't like tennis. No me gusta el tenis, I don't like tennis. And for the past, you say, I didn't like tennis. No me gustaba el tenis. I didn't like, didn't, okay? So it's D-I-D-N apostrophe T. Okay, didn't. And it's the same for all the persons. Es lo mismo para todas las personas. So you say, I didn't go, you didn't go, she didn't go, we didn't go, they didn't go, etc. Okay? So this is good, right? And the good thing is that it doesn't matter if the verb is regular or irregular. In the negative of the past simple, en la versión negativa del pasado, we say the subject, didn't, and the infinitive. Se usa el infinitivo. Okay? So you don't have to worry about the irregular verbs, because we use the infinitive. Okay? No tienes que pensar en la segunda columna de los verbos irregulares, porque se usa la primera, el infinitivo. So, I didn't cross... Or I didn't eat, no comí, I didn't go, no fui, etc. So that's the negative. Okay, guys, and now we go to the interrogative, to the questions. Okay, la interrogativa. And this is super easy. If you remember, in the past simple, we said, do you like chocolate? You know, we used the auxiliary do. Do you like chocolate? Do. Or, does she like chocolate? ¿Le gusta ella el chocolate? Does she like chocolate? So now, what we're going to do is we use the auxiliary did for the questions. And it's the same order, el mismo orden que en el presente. So we say, did you like the movie? Did you like the movie? ¿Te gustó la película? Did you like the movie? Or, did she write a book? ¿Escribió un libro? Did she write a book? So as you can see, como puedes ver, it's very similar to the present. It's like the present simple, but with the auxiliary did. And there is something important about the pronunciation, and is when we have did you, we pronounce ditche, ditche, ditche. Es como ditche, ditche. So you say, did you like the movie? Did you like the movie? And this is important because when native people speak, cuando hablan los nativos, they speak really fast. They don't say, did you like the movie? They say, did you? Did you like the movie? Did you like the movie? Did you like it? Did you like it? Okay? So you need to be ready. Did you? Did you? Did you? You have to practice, obviously. So, to summarize, para recapitular, we've got the affirmative. We say, I played, I parked, I crossed, I started, you know, usamos la terminación ed. Or, if the verb is irregular, we use the second column, la segunda columna de los irregulares. I ate, yo comí, I went, yo fui, I went to the park. Then for the negative, we use the subject and didn't, did not, didn't. So you say, I didn't go, I didn't eat, I didn't fly, I didn't play music, okay? And it's the same for all the persons. She didn't play, we didn't play, you didn't play, etc. And it's the same for all the verbs, regular and irregular. We use didn't and the infinitive. And finally, for the questions, for the interrogative, we use, did you go to the cinema? Did she play football? Did I play a song? Did you enjoy the meal? Okay, so we use did, the subject, and the verb in the infinitive form. Okay, invertimos el orden como las preguntas. So that's the past simple. And that's all, you know, it's congratulations, it's very easy to understand. What I suggest that you do first is you read the article on Dawei, you know, go to Dawei, Dawei Inglés, and read the article, this class, about the past simple, okay, lee el artículo sobre el pasado. Then, go to the article in the phonetics course, okay, en el curso de fonética, and learn and practice the pronunciation of the regular verbs. La pronunciación de los verbos regulares. Crossed, started, played, etc. This is super important. It's the most important thing in English. Lo más importante para tu nivel. And then, you can listen to the podcast once, twice, three times, as many times as you need. You listen and repeat and practice. Okay? And what you can do as well, otra cosa que puedes hacer, is you take one sentence and you practice in the affirmative, in the negative, and in the question. For example, I played football. Yesterday, I played football. Jugué al fútbol. I didn't play football. Did you play football? Or I cooked a chicken. Cociné un pollo. I cooked a chicken. I didn't cook a chicken. Did you cook a chicken, okay, and you change, you invert the order, positive, negative, affirmative, interrogative, blah, 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 okay? That's what you should do. And finally, another thing that you can do is you can practice talking about what you did yesterday, okay? Lo que hiciste ayer, lo que hiciste el fin de semana. For example, on Saturday, I went to the cinema and I watched Mad Max, you know, it's a very good film. Then I went out, salí, I went out. And then I went to sleep. On Sunday, I ran in the park. Or I went, or I don't know, I cooked, etc. Okay, so you can practice talking about what you did yesterday, last night, last weekend, or last summer, okay, or last year, el año pasado. And, you know, some of the expressions that you will need for the past simple, okay, las expresiones temporales, is, for example, last weekend, last week, last night, okay, anoche, la semana pasada, el año pasado, last year, last month, el mes pasado, okay. Another expression that you can use is, for example, 20 minutes ago, hace 20 minutos, 20 minutes ago, A-G-O, 20 minutes ago, or 3 years ago, hace 3 años, 3 years ago, or, I don't know, 2 days ago, hace 2 días, or last week, la semana pasada, okay? Or you can speak about a specific year. For example, you can say, I cooked a chicken, imagine, I cooked a chicken in 2010. Cociné un pollo en 2010, in 2010. Or you can say on Saturday evening, el sábado por la noche, on Saturday evening, on Monday morning, on Tuesday afternoon, etc. Okay? So those are some of the, you know, the most important expressions, time expressions, adverbios de tiempo. And now you can use the past simple quite well. So that's perfect. Okay. And yeah, that's all. So I hope you enjoyed the class. And I hope you studied, you know, after the class. Put it into practice. Ponlo en práctica, practica. And I'll see you in next class, okay? So take care now. And next class, I will explain the irregular verbs and how to pronounce the irregular verbs. Okay, so remember that you're listening to thewayingles.com. This is Curso Inglés Básico, Basic English Course, class number 15. Okay, so see you later.